Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Hello, Hank. Good morning again, Philip. How are you, young man?
Not so bad there, buddy.
So, we had some comments about our Chicken Ridge ad, young man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Who's the other hillbilly in there? I said, oh, Henry's just a fake hillbilly.
Yeah, right.
I go, yeah, because Phil is really a hillbilly.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Well, I'm a flatlander, but didn't have any hills on our farm.
Well, a landbilly.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, it was nice compliments from you with the accent. Nice job.
Oh, well, thank you. Some things to celebrate today. Let's see here. It's Bandana Day. It's Frankenstein Day. It's Greasy Foods Day. You celebrate that every day.
Every day.
Yep. Yep. It is, pasta day too.
And I like pasta. I love spaghetti.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Pizza Maker's Day, Sourest Day. Do you like Sour Patch Kids? Do you buy those?
No, I don't. No. Do you like them?
Well, not really, but sometimes, you know, the grandkid will give me
grandkids, yeah. Yeah,
exactly. And it's National Breadstick Day.
Ooh, love those breadsticks.
Yeah. Now, when I think of breadsticks, I'm thinking about the old hard ones you'd get on the salad bar.
Yes. You know, those. Yeah. And, oh, yes. And those were pretty good,
cheese
though.
Dip. You know, yes. You'd open it up in the wrapper and stick it in the cheese dip. And that's a breadstick.
That's a breadstick. Yeah. Those are pretty good.
They are.
And now sometimes you can actually get those, I think, at, where was I at? Or my dad was telling me, because we actually talked about this, I don't know, a couple months ago, about, I think it's at the Olive Garden. You can get the really bitty ones.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so, but I'm not a big Olive Garden fan.
Oh, well, I like their salad and soup.
At one time I ordered I was down in Arkansas, and they took me to Olive Garden, and I ordered a hamburger.
Do they have it?
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They said they had to move some stuff to get it, but they go, they haven't had a hamburger ordered since a kid was in here. Give me a hand.
Oh, well, and then we missed this yesterday, but we were out getting ready for Boo at the Barn at Tiny Acres Farm. Yesterday was actually National Kangaroo Day.
Really?
And there we were, Remy and Rooster.
Remy and Rooster.
Right there. We're hanging with them yesterday.
Yeah, I tell you what, if you haven't been to Tiny Acres, Sunday is your time to go.
Boo at the Barn.
I tell you what, you talk about some neat, neat stuff out there. Mm. Jenny and the gang have it all going figured out there.
Oh, they do.
But it's really, really neat.
Think about that's going on Sunday, but then, you know, the Haunted Warehouse tonight.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have the walk at Kroska Park as well. Mm-hmm. They'll be doing that. They do that every year. And also Pumpkin Fest, of course, continues. And then lots of scary things. The Simons Recreation Complex will be putting on their pool party mm-hmm. tomorrow for kids. Chicken Ridge Farm, I know that we've talked about that as well.
Right, so, that's their last day, Sunday.
Sunday,
so,
yep.
But so, you know what? A lot of things to do this weekend.
Absolutely.
Lots of things to do. And tomorrow night, you have two choices to, I mean, if you're rooting for Center or Ithaca, you know what?
Yeah.
Volleyball championships tomorrow, regional championships.
Both.
Football tonight.
Football tonight. Yes, exactly. Ithaca's in the playoffs, so is mm-hmm. Richland Center tonight and for football. Ithaca and Richland Center both in the volleyball tournament tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of other area schools, too. But for Ithaca, I don't know if they've ever been to a volleyball regional championship. That's something.
Really?
I don't know if they have. Because it was the first conference championship for volleyball. And they got a win, so they're into the championship tomorrow night.
You can't beat that.
Yeah.
I mean, good stuff. Good stuff happening in our area. And so, and you got to give kudos to these athletes, boy. What a lot of people don't understand, when you have small schools like Ithaca and Richland Center, there a lot of them are three-sport athletes.
Oh, sure.
And when summer rolls around, they barely have time for a summer because they're in three sports all summer long. And they're getting pulled all different ways.
Mm-hmm.
They work really, really hard to improve their game. And as a team, I mean, hands off to these kids. I mean,
yep, throw in the weight room.
Oh,
too,
my goodness.
Sometimes.
I mean, that's all part of it. You got basketball going, and you got baseball going, you got softball going. You got 7-on-7 going for football. You know, all the time. Volleyball going. I mean, it's all the time. These kids get pulled all different ways all the time. So kudos to them for continuing to work hard and striving to meet their goals. So a lot of people don't understand the work that some of these kids go through to get to the point where they're at. So kudos to them.
And then hats off to everybody involved in the arts. A lot of area schools are putting on fall productions. I know Grease is going on at Richland Center. And if you look at the cast of Grease at Richland Center, you're going to see a lot of the same students that are student athletes. And it's all learning about time management.
Yep,
and
it is.
They're working hard at that.
They are. And if they want some grease, they can come get it out of my hair.
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Because, you know, my shower's tomorrow, Phil.
Oh, yeah, once a week or a month or whatever it is.
Week. Summertime, it's still considered summer, so it's once a week now. Yeah.
With a bucket?
Whatever.
In your front yard in Boscobel?
What backyard?
Yep. Oh, backyard. Okay.
Police made me move the backyard.
Okay.
I got a couple dumb criminals for you.
Really?
Yeah. A 12-year-old boy admittedly denying having a stolen iPhone when questioned by the police at his home. And then the iPhone rang in his closet. Okay, yes, he says, I stole that. But for the BlackBerry, he was accused of stealing. He said, I had no idea where that is. And guess what rang?
That,
the BlackBerry. So
they still have those?
This was a while back.
Oh, okay.
But so you can actually get a BlackBerry-style phone.
Can you really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A good Samaritan noticed an elderly man being robbed. So he jumped in and punched the thief. The thief was so upset, he called the police.
This guy hit me.
It's just like, oh, my God.
I believe it.
So don't you hate it when you suffer a heart attack, Phil? Or at least thinking you're suffering a heart attack. A man thought he was suffering a heart attack and thought he was going to die. And so he confesses to a 17-year-old murder that was unsolved. And then to find out, you've only had heartburn.
Yeah.
That's no lie.
It's only gas.
Yeah, heartburn can get you burned, Phil.
So remember that.
Yes. Do you ever have heartburn?
Yes, I do. I have.
I do, too.
Mm-hmm.
I do, too. I suffer with it because of the foods and the grease that I eat.
The greasy foods day you're celebrating.
Like last night, you know, I get home. I made biscuits and gravy, eggs, homemade gravy, sausage in it.
Yeah?
Oh.
Sounds good. But what time did you eat that?
About 8. I was listening to you on the ball game.
Okay. Yeah. So the key is you're supposed to not eat 2 hours before you go to bed.
I did.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Because I just laid in bed to probably 11. I just couldn't fall asleep, so.
Sure.
You know, it's just, you ever have those nights?
Oh, once in a while, but, you know, when you're really tired. Sometimes I don't have those nights.
Really?
I've been sleeping pretty well. This is good sleeping weather.
Oh, open the window and go on.
Yeah, you betcha.
So anyway, what are you doing this weekend besides working?
Football tonight, volleyball tomorrow night.
Those were the days tomorrow?
Some
oldies
tomorrow night afterwards.
Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe a nappy. I told June, I said, this is my nappy. We've had stuff going on every weekend, you know. So, you know. Don't put anything on the honey-do list for Saturday or Sunday.
Well, I thought maybe me and you could get together and do something for Sunday like we did last Sunday.
Well, if you want, okay.
I mean, I just want to make sure that you sweat.
Yeah. I'm a good manager and delegator, though.
A nice job.
Yeah, I'll sit in the shade.
My back still hurts.
Tell you what to do.
You're a good man. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Go out and support your local athletes. Go out and support these local businesses who count on us and enjoy having them in the area. Be kind, Phil.
Absolutely. That was Hank Bray.